As we've heard often on this program, many homeowners are in trouble because they can't make their mortgage payments. Now support groups are targeting the policies of Countrywide, the nation's largest mortgage lender. State prosecutors are also stepping up pressure on the big home lenders, as NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Countrywide is taking a beating from all sides this week. The company reported that business was down sharply and that it cut 5,000 jobs in September. There are calls for an investigation into stock sales by Countrywide CEO Angelo Mozillo, who sold about $300 million worth of stock over the past 2 years. And yesterday, desperate and sometimes angry homeowners took to the streets, picketing outside Countrywide offices in Boston. In addition to making loans, Countrywide is a loan servicer for loans sold by all kinds of other companies and brokers. So they're the company many borrowers need to deal with when they can't pay their mortgage. Bruce Marks is the head of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, which organized the protest.
They're the largest servicer. They service over 9 million loans. So, you know, clearly there are many players who are doing predatory loans. But when it comes to servicing, they refuse to restructure those loans. They refuse to do what is necessary to keep people in the homes.
Marks and others want lenders to let homeowners out of high-interest loans that became rampant during the housing boom.
All I know is I make sure my mortgage is paid every month.
68-year-old Farida Nightingale is a retired social worker who bought a house a couple of years ago for $174,000. She lives there with her 11-year-old granddaughter, who she's raising.
It's in a good neighborhood. She loves the school systems, which is why I want to stay there. It's why I was hoping Countrywide would offer me a better mortgage.
Nightingale says she can afford the current payments at about 8%, but her loan is going to reset, rising towards 13% starting in April. She says her broker told her she could refinance before that happened, but with the housing downturn and tighter lending standards, she says she hasn't been able to do that.
When it goes up in April, it'll be very difficult for me.
Actually, modifying such loans can help both struggling borrowers and lenders. That's because banks and investors lose an average upwards of $50,000 for every house that goes into foreclosure. Robert Power is a Countrywide vice president.
There is a serious effort underway to look at all the options that are available out there to help individuals stay in their homes. I mean, it really is a win-win for both the servicers and the investors and the homeowners if they can come up with a solution.
But industry insiders say the situation is messy. Investors who own the loans have competing interests. Some don't want loan workouts. They're legal issues. A recent report from Moody's found that most major lenders had only modified about 1% of subprime loans that recently had a rate reset. Now the industry is drawing scrutiny from state prosecutors. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller is heading up a group of 37 AGs. Miller recently met with executives from most of the large lenders and servicers.
After about midway through the meeting, you know, and it had gone well, we had a good discussion. I quoted President Reagan when he said, trust but verify. And that's exactly what we want to do, verify.
Miller says he doesn't want a bailout for people who borrowed recklessly or bought way more house than they could afford, but he wants the industry to work with those who could afford to stay in their home with a reasonable interest rate. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.